Ted Turner and Death and Suffering.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new family book, The Genesis of a Legacy. Many people, Ken, have used death and suffering as an excuse not to believe in God. Is TV's Ted Turner also coming from that perspective?
Well, he certainly is, Mark. In fact, the statement he made reminds me of Charles Darwin. Both these men had problems reconciling death and suffering in the world with a loving God. You know, Darwin's biography states that after the death of one of his children, any vestige of belief he had in God left him. Now, the New York Times once ran an article on Ted Turner, the media giant. And the article stated, quote, "Turner is a strident non-believer, having lost his faith after his sister died of a painful disease. I was taught that God was love and God was powerful," Turner said, "and I couldn't understand how someone so innocent should be made or allowed to suffer so," end of quote. How do we answer that claim, Mark? Well, only Christians who believe in Genesis as literal history have the answer. First of all, no one is innocent, we're all sinners. And the groaning world we live in is what we deserve because in Adam we rejected God. You see, Christians who believe in millions of years have no answer for Ted Turner. Such a belief makes God appear to be an ogre.
Indeed, many people are rejecting Christianity because they wonder why there's so much death and suffering in this world. We have a wonderful witnessing tool available to you on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.